Don't just survive motherhood, thrive in it. Find your unique rhythm of grace and step into the light of renewal and empowerment. Okay, Kingdom Corner podcast followers and devotees, the great Matt Gaib with you here today. And I have a special treat. I have three of my friends joining me, three of my lady friends that I've known for about 6 years. I'm talking about or talking with, or we're going to be talking with Janine Armstrong Owens from Virginia, also Sakira Baez from Oklahoma City, and Corey Messer from North Dakota. We've known each other about 6 years. We met on an online school or platform called the King's Company Online School and Ministry Organization. And I believe it was about 2018 that we met, about 6 years ago. And we met through that online school. We took the courses there together, the online courses. It was started by Apostle Tyler Frick. Known them, and they've done ministry in that school, and I have too, for about 6 years. So we've known each other. I think Janine and Sakira, we're the ones that have seen each other in person at some conferences. And Corey, I'll get to meet her in June because we're going to have another conference in Oklahoma City. And so I'm so excited because they're coming out with a book for Mother's Day called The Rhythm of Grace. And they're going to share with you about this wonderful book that every mother needs to purchase, and grandmother too. For Mother's Day, it'd be the perfect gift, The Rhythm of Grace. And I just want to read the back of the book because I think it's really powerful in itself. And then I'm just going to unleash these ladies to talk about their wonderful book. Unleash the power of grace and resilience in your journey through motherhood with this electrifying guide, tailored for both newbies and battle-hardened warriors of the Christian Mom Brigade. Dive into the heart of motherhood's fiercest battles: perfectionism, shame, guilt, the endless comparisons, self-neglect, juggling the chaos of work life, burnout, and the intricate dance of family dynamics. This book isn't a book, it's a lifeline thrown into the tumultuous seas of mothering. Anchored in biblical wisdom, loaded with practical real-world strategies, embark on an epic quest to dismantle negative thought fortresses, build a fortress of faith and love in your family, and discover the secret weapon of self-care and rest. Let this guide lead you to find God's whisper in the whirlwind of life, guiding you, strengthening you, and renewing your spirit. Don't just survive motherhood, thrive in it. Find your unique rhythm of grace and step into the light of renewal and empowerment. This book isn't just to be read, it's to be experienced. So arm yourself with faith, graces, and this powerful guide. Your adventure into a Christ-centered family life begins now. Rise, warrior moms, and claim the joyous life of grace-filled motherhood which awaits you. And before I just turn it over to them, I had two quick questions. Let's start here. Janine, you were telling me you wanted to answer this question, how you came to have this title, Rhythm of Grace, for the book.
Good morning. Hello, family. Hello to the Kingdom Corner family. I am more than just happy. I'm excited because we have so much going on, the three of us, Corey, Sakira, and I am more than excited for Matt to be the first person who asks us about it and has us up front. And I just want to say this thank you to you and all of your followers. But how this book kind of came apart was it started as a friendship. And where we began, like Matt said, and by the way, listeners, I'm Janine. Coach Sakira is the one who kind of recognized that we were all kind of in a space and that we were all doing life in a way, and that we began this really organic relationship that was, hey, Sakira, do reach out to you. I have these things. And then Sakira does the same thing with me. And I do the same thing with Corey. Corey, you may not remember this, but some years back, we had a very, very close relationship, if you remember. And I remember her asking me, and you may not remember this, you asked me to be a mom. And I was like, wait a minute, Jesus. This is odd. I've never had a mother ask me to be a mother. And I didn't realize, I didn't even see it then. But as time went on and God developed this kind of organic relationship, we realized that we have an undercurrent that most mothers do have. And especially as you live the life of Christ and you move with Christ, you see the battles you have to fight as a mom. You know, as a mom, period, you fight all the battles. You fight the children battles. And for those of us who are married or in a relationship, we fight these battles with the spouse of integrating, and also the thought processes and the things of all the children that we carry. Some of us that don't have children, we have nieces, nephews, all the things, right? But this book became abroad because we kind of realized that moms need other moms, just like Corey needed me, just like I needed Sakira. We all need one another because we have like-minded and likewise processes that we have to go through. And if Sakira finds a way to fix the sink with a wrench, and I've been doing it with, I don't know, whatever doesn't work. And I'm like, oh, there's Sakira has that key. She always knows how to fix things. And then Sakira calls me. She's like, hey, Janine does this thing. She always does that. And I'm like, and I always go to Corey when I'm like, I need management things, because Corey's mind is just like, it like shoots out. It's like, boom, let me tell you how to fix this thing. Bam, 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 bam. Now go do that. Jesus. We have this trifecta effect of bringing moms into an understanding that it is that the rhythm of grace, it really is just like water. You throw a rock on the water and it goes and goes and goes. It doesn't mean that your wave doesn't make a difference, because it does. It affects the seashores on many different seashores. It goes here and there and everywhere. So I think kind of how it came about was that we had to come to the realization of, wait a minute, we carry something. And then the Lord started to bless it. And then Sakira came up with the name and she's like, how does this sound? I'm like, oh, snap. Is that sounds just like every mother who has got to find out how things work for them, right? You get into the groove of it and it's like, oh, you start a routine. And then as the days go by, it begins to be that same wave going back and forth. Some days waves are bigger than the other, but we noticed that God had given each of us a rhythm. And that's why it's called Rhythms of Grace, because the sea is full of all kinds of animals that come through it. And we're like that sea of grace where things come through. And it's like, okay, let's deal with it. We got an elephant in the room. Let's deal with it. We got a this, we got a that, you know. And as moms, we have to tackle the things that schools don't tackle, that government doesn't tackle, because we're raising our kids. And so the questions they have, we have to lead them in the way that God has asked us to be, right? And so with that being said, I think we just realize that God has given each of us a divine strategy, and with a trifecta effect of people who have, I don't know, what do you call it in the Bible? The Lord says one person can put 10,000 to flight. And I love this, because Sakira says it all the time. She says, two can put this many to flight. Three. And so when you go around and you find out that each mom you pull into the fold, you can destroy just that much more of the enemy's territory. Because I didn't realize that I did some of the same things other mothers do. And so I don't have to compare myself anymore. I can honor the women around me and what they have been through. And once you honor one another, there's like this bond that happens. I almost feel the Holy Ghost on that. There's this bond that happens when you begin to honor one another and the things that have brought us to understanding and how God had us experience life, because stories matter. You know, where you have overcome, the Bible says that's how we overcome, through our testimony, right? And this, what we bring to the table, is our testimony. And so that's just kind of how it came up. I'm done.
Well, you know, I think we should back up for a second here to let the people know out there that you truly are qualified. Maybe each of you could tell each of us, or tell our audience, what makes you qualified? That's your mothers. And kind of share about your children without a long dissertation, but just so they know that they're talking to somebody that's a qualified mom.
I got you. So I've been a mom since 2000. I had my first daughter in 2000, and I have three daughters. And my oldest daughter just graduated from college, and my other two are getting ready to graduate from high school. And it is a mad dash for everything. But at the same time, you know, I've lived a life. My husband and I, we've been together for 20 years, a little over 20 years. And it has been a road, definitely a roller coaster. Because when you're raising kids, you learn all the pit holes in life, especially in relationship, in love, and in hope. And I grew up, I am a minister. I'm a prophet. I'm also a lover of Christ first. Jesus is my best friend. And I believe as mothers, Jesus has kind of got to be our best friend, because we have so many questions. We have to go through so many things. Lord, what am I going to do about this? Lord, what am I going to do about that? Lord, what am I going to do about this? And so we just have that timing where I think God gives us an understanding, raising our own kids, having an understanding that they have thought processes. They go through those types of things. And so as a mother, my motherhood was attacked when I was very young. And so I have just kind of overcompensated like the next few years. And then God was like, no, Janine, I don't want you to do it their way. I want you to learn with me, with the Holy Spirit, what it is actually like to mother. And I didn't understand what motherhood was, because all I learned was watching my own, right? And so as I began to grow, I began to just, God had me focusing on people and how they related to one another. And so a lot of times I understand connections. And so the more I watch how people connect, the more I watch how my children connect, the more I watch how they connect to God. And the funny thing is, like, and I love to tell this story. I was walking through my hall one day and I was crying. I was praying out to God and I was asking God for things. And I said, God, I need to know you're my friend. I need to know you're there. I need to know that I'm on the right path and that kind of thing. And I was walking past my daughter's room and she's like, mom, she like wakes up in this hysteria. She's like, the Lord told me to tell you. And then she fell back asleep. And I was like, I almost wanted to search and say, God, I wanted to shake her and be like, please, Mike, please. But what I realized is he was giving me an understanding of who she was. So it was time for me to lay aside what I wanted and say, okay, help me understand her now. I need to understand her so I can know how to raise her, because I don't want her to walk the same path that I walked when I was being spoken to in the middle of the night. And it was like, this, and then you have, and so I wanted to be like that. I think his name was Samuel, that said, he said, go back, say, Lord, I'm your servant, I'm listening. So you need that person, that guide. And that's kind of where I wanted to be when it came to my kids. And so I think that kind of makes me a 19% qualified, right? So I'm just going to hand it back over to you, Matt. Thanks so much, my dear.
Who's next? Was it going to be Corey?
Yes. Thank you so much for having us, Matt. I'm so grateful for the opportunity just to share with your people what God has partnered with us to birth here. So my name is Corey Messer, and I have four kiddos, eight and under, two boys and two girls. And my journey with mothering really started when I was quite young, just having a very nurturing mothering spirit. It was something people said about me from the time I was little, that I was going to be a mom one day. And it was like the greatest consistent desire of my heart was to be a mom. And so it's taken many different roles in terms of being a spiritual mother to some, being an unofficial adopted mother to others. And then, of course, my four children that I've birthed from my womb. And before I pass it to Sakira, I will just say that, you know, to have qualification in something means that to some degree, you must have had experienced it. And I think what makes this book so dynamic and the value within it is that it's rooted in biblical principles and concepts, and scripture is all throughout it. But also what you'll see in there is that we really tried to have you meet us where we were at in those moments, because just because it's rooted in scripture doesn't mean that it's perfect, because we are imperfect people. And we really wanted to convey that, to say we might be 10 years into motherhood, 20 years into motherhood or beyond, but we all had to start with our day one. And so you know, for the listeners, no matter where you're at, if you're a grandmother, if you're a mom, if you're someone who is desiring to experience motherhood, this is a book that you can glean so much practical, so many practical steps out of it, so much tactical stuff. And I love that Sakira and Janine and I have such a diverse bit of experience that we bring. Our journeys to get to motherhood and within motherhood are so different. And so it really gives the reader permission to realize that your journey is unique to you. And so we wanted you to know that regardless of what our experience has been, we want to share that with you so that you can see your experience within it. You can learn from maybe the poor things that we did so that you don't repeat those, but then you can also experience this acceleration because of the revelation we received by walking through our process. So with that, I'll hand it over to Sakira to share about her motherhood journey and then maybe add a little more insight onto the title and how that came to be.
So hi, everyone. I'm Sakira Baez, and I'm so excited to be on here with two of my closest friends and with my dear friend, Matt Guy. It's always an honor and a pleasure whenever I'm asked to come or to show up, because the Lord promised me a long time ago, if you'll just show up, I'll show out. And so I always want to show up however he wants me to and to wherever he asks me to. And so with that being said, I entered into motherhood. Well, honestly, I'm 5 years older than my oldest brother and 7 years older than my sister and 10 years older than my youngest brother. So I started mothering as an older sister to my three younger siblings, fairly young. And my stepmom will be the first to tell you, like, I was her right-hand man. She could depend on me. I was always babysitting, all of the things. And so what I actually, as a teenager, was like, I'm never having children, but God had other plans, right? And so I entered into my giving birth at the age of 21. And so I have given birth to six children, and I am the stepmom of four other children. And so with that being said, I've made a lot of mistakes. In fact, I think I might just write a book on all the mistakes that I've made. And that might be just the name of the book so that people can learn from my mistakes, because I am by no, like, if I'm anything, I'm an expert at making mistakes and still continuing on. Okay. And so when I have a very close relationship with the Lord, to where I hear his voice just as actively as I hear the voices of Janine and Corey and Matt. And so I was actually reading through a scripture. We had come together and decided to do a podcast. We have a podcast called Motherhood Mess Unfiltered. And it was like, rather than one of the things that I know is that the Lord has brought me together to bring teams of people together. And so I walk in that. And so I know that, you know, there's a lot that falls on one person when one individual tries to carry something. So what the Lord has shown me is that if I bring a common unity with a common goal at hand, then there builds that community, so common unity towards advancing the kingdom of God. And it makes it so that I don't have to show up always on time perfectly. I can actually, you know, go, hey, Janine, I can't show up today. Can you cover me? And if Janine can't cover me, more than likely, Corey can cover me. And so I don't end up falling into a pit where I can't show up, especially with so many different people pulling me in so many different directions. And so the likelihood of me completely failing is a lot less likely when I have coverage with a common unity of people who can cover me, right? And that goes with prayer as well. And so I was like, we could do this podcast, which the Lord had laid on our heart, and advance the kingdom of God in that capacity. And I was like, what it would the next step be? Well, the next step that the Lord laid on our heart was to write a book. And I was like, I was doing my devotions one day, and this scripture came about. And so I want to read it to you. It's found in Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. And it's abruptly, because that's how the Lord spoke to me. Abruptly, Jesus broke into prayer and he said, thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You've concealed your ways from sophisticates, know-it-alls. And this is from the messengers It's in a very simplistic way of understanding. So you've concealed your ways from sophisticates and know-it-alls, but spelled them out clearly to ordinary people. Yes, Father, that's the way you like to work. And so that right there was already, it made my antennas go up, if you will, you know, because I was like, the Lord wants to conceal some things, but he likes to reveal some things. And sometimes it's through that he speaks to us as mothers in the mess of our motherhood, you know, because we run and we're do. And so until we're through, right? But with that, Jesus shows up in those intricate moments, you know, and sometimes it's in the shower. Sometimes it's when we're driving to the next place. And so that's where I was hearing these scriptures being spoken from my phone because they were playing. Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say, and this is a unique Father-Son operation, coming out of Father and Son intimacies and knowledge. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does, but I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. And it was interesting because I was listening to these scriptures being spoken. And this is what spoke to me the most, is this right here. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. And so with that became the name of our book, was The Rhythms of Grace, because knowing how to walk in that, knowing that that heavy and ill-fitting, that's not our portion. Our portion is to live freely and lightly. And there is, being a mother is like one of the hardest things in the whole world. It will test you and every boundary, capacity, the very essence of your being, like who you thought you were, what you thought you had overcome. You go, oh, this is why I need grace. It's because I thought I had already defeated this. And you'll find yourself in some kind of place. And that's knowing that that's not your portion, that the Lord still loves you even in your mess, is what this whole book encompasses. It talks about the imperfections and how to come back with the resurrection from the imperfections, because that's where the true glory of God is in those moments where you go, you know what? I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep pushing forward because I have to be that for my children. I have to be the one that launches those arrows that God has given me that are known as my children into the next space, into the next place. So thank you.
That's good. Corey, you said you had a comment too.
I will say, when I was praying into the word rhythm and doing a word study on that, because that's how the Father works with me often, there was this one thing that really stuck out, which I think is pertinent to this conversation. And so rhythms in music refer to pattern of sounds and silences that occur over a period of time. So when we look into that in terms of motherhood, there are patterns of sounds, right? There are times in your motherhood where it's noisy and it may seem chaotic. And I've seen so many moms that try to avoid the chaos. And it is part of my heart's desire with this book that they can realize that we get to ask a better question. We don't have to avoid the chaos, but rather, how do we find the peace within that experience? And so it is my hope that some of these stories from our heart to yours will show you as the reader how you can experience that. But also in rhythms, there are patterns of silences. And so there are seasons where things may seem a little quieter, enter empty nest, right? Season. And so one thing that many moms will experience is focusing so hard on a future season at the expense of the joy in the current season. And so I have younger children. Janine's children are a little bit older, and Sakura covers the whole spectrum. So there's this really interesting and beautiful dynamic that we could have never orchestrated on our own. And so when you think of an orchestra, you think of many moving pieces, you think of many different sounds, and there's one at the front that's running it all. And when I think of motherhood, and we wanted to bring this community of moms together through this book, it's because you, beloved, each one of you has a unique sound. You have a unique way to mother. And when we have God at the forefront of it all, you work in a beautiful orchestra with other mothers. So it doesn't mean you have to do it like any other mother, but rather you get to press into the Father. And when those chaotic moments happen, because they're going to, you can partner with the peace of the Lord in that. Because also you'll notice rhythm in music refers to the pattern of sounds and silences, which means there will be cycles. Those are multiples. It's not one season of quiet and one season of loud, right? Those are multiples. And this occurs over time. So we get to shift from feeling as if we are going to just survive this season into how do we thrive with what God has me for this season? And it is the element of music that creates a sense of movement and forward momentum. And that is one thing that we want to really help moms with, is that just take the next step. You know, as Sakura was alluding to, just do the next right thing. Show up for show up from a place of love for that kid right now, even when it may not feel like a very loving experience, right? And the more that we do this, the stronger we get in being able to work these things out, because Matt asked the really powerful question of what qualifies you. And we get to remember that being qualified and being an expert are two very different things. So we are qualified because of certain experiences, but that doesn't mean we are an expert necessarily. But as long as we are continuing to grow on this journey, I am just really excited for moms to be able to band together, because our God is a God of multiplication, not addition. And so when we live out this lifestyle that is representative of these rhythms of grace, they reach out and they impact other communities, and it becomes a multi-generational impact, because someone may see where Janine is in her motherhood, and it testifies to what's possible. We can walk through different seasons of adversity, and we can excel, and we can succeed, and we can enhance the next generation. And then also, we may have some that are further along in their motherhood. Maybe they're a grandmother, and they're looking back, and they see the zeal of the youth, and they're like, man, like I want to show up that way for my grandbabies. And they start taking care of their own health and well-being. So it is a book around the rhythms of grace from the lens of motherhood. But really, you can use the principles in the book to experience Christ-centered multiplication in really any avenue of life. And I think that is one of the greatest assets of the book that we could have never created on our own. I've often said to Sakura and Janine, and even to you, Matt, that I could have never picked such amazing people on my own. I would have probably never met you had we not given God our yes to join the King's Company. So keeping the main thing, I just give God thanks for that. And I just wanted to put that little nugget in there that it is important for each of you that read this book to show up in the way that God has called you to show up, because you have an impact that is unique to you. And God wants you to put that out into the world, because there's value in your voice. So I'll throw it back to you, Matt.
Wow, there's so many good things all of you are saying. I just picked up on a few words just listening to you talk. On the job training, I heard from Sakura, you've all gone through that. And God has just abundantly given you wisdom in those times. And then you were talking, Corey, about community. I see what you're doing, and you can tell me, this is what I'm thinking. Aren't you with this book? You're not just going to leave it with this book. You're actually creating a community where women can come together and rely on each other as sources of wisdom. Well, you know, I'm a new mother. I haven't done this before. Corey, can you help me out? That's kind of one thing you're doing. All of you are, there's such a wide, from almost to going to college or going to college to toddler, they're your experienced seasoned mothers that will provide, wisdom and counsel to people, as well as connect ladies together in community. Am I hearing that right?
Absolutely. Yep. It is as much about, because so many moms have felt unsupported in their journey. And so we really felt God was placing on our heart, if we could advance forward what we've experienced, we refer often to us as the trifecta. Just like God is a triune God and a triangle is the strongest shape. We wanted to be able to offer that to other women to say, you know what, like this is a place you can come with all of your imperfection and know that we are here to make progress, not to pursue perfection. And so it's just taking that next right step. So you absolutely nailed it.
And I think the other thing that stands out to me is, and you kind of touched on it, Corey, but all of you have, is there is in all of you coming together in this book, I mean, one of you could have written it. You're all very talented young ladies, but there's a synergy in that you wrote it together. There's something powerful about that. And there's synergy in the way you all come together. You all see, you're all different in the way God has created you, and you all have different things that you can provide. And I just think that's really exciting. So let's see. Any other comment? I'm talking here, Janine, Sakura, anything. I wrote down here, tell me your five salient points of the book. But it's up to you how you want to do that or whether you want to do that. Well, I guess let me put it this way. What major thing from the book, each of you are different, that really stands out to you for women? That you would really want to impart to a mother, maybe a young mother, maybe a frustrated mother. Let's put it that way.
I know that one of the things that I talked about was the monster of guilt and comparison. And that's the way that it showed up to me, was just this this monster, right? But the Lord said it's a monster, because because we get caught up in social media, we get caught in guilt and comparison of what we think that we should, how we should show up and what we should do and how things should look and all of the things, and why even bother showing up at all? And the fact of the matter is that our children need us, and God gave us exactly the children that He knew that. It's one of the questions I ask my clients, because I coach, is I ask them, why did heaven release you to this earth? Mm. Like figuring out what that looks like. And so that's one of the things that I encourage my children to do as well. Sorry.
We lost you. Oh.
It's okay. I can kind of continue on with that question that Sakura was answering. This is Janine, by the way. Because Sakura has an amazing ability. I always reach out to her because of how she's so diverse with all of her children. Because I have realized that over time that I'm one of those people where God has had to soften my heart to not to want to treat everybody the exact same. But, how you have that differentiating part of yourself that says, okay, this is my baby that I have to love a little more. This is my baby that I have to be very strict with, because you know some babies go wild. And so I think a good part of that is when you realize that you're not the monster because you have to change with the flow. And hold on, I'll let Sakura say it, because she likes to say tuck and roll, just tuck and roll. Go ahead, Sakura, I'll let you finish, love.
Yeah, so one of the things that I've learned with all the different personalities of my children, you can't, like, there's no cookie cutter way of doing things. And what works for one child may not work for another. And what works for one mom may not work for another. For a while now, I've tried to wrap my mind around this gentle parenting concept that I've heard on so many reels and TikTok and things like that. And making sure that, because the things that we've done in the past don't always work in the future. And the children that we were are not the children that our children are. And so we have to continue to press into the presence of the Father. And it actually goes back to that Matthew 11, where we have to have that open communication with God. And how do I deal with this child? Because what works for one child, where I can have a conversation with them and correct them, like, in that loving way, and really no discipline is, quote unquote, needed. Another child might need some disciplinary action, you know, as opposed to just a conversation. For some children, that conversation is enough for them to get their act together, right? And get them back on track. And so, but with that, making sure that, you know, you tuck and roll accordingly, you know, so that you don't just splat on the ground and just, you know, give up or end up in a place of overwhelm. Because that's not, again, that's not your portion as a mother. It's not your portion as a child of God. It's not your portion as a daughter of the King. And so remembering, you know, it's like I told my 11-year-old son the other day when he had made a mistake and we had shared some words, and there was definitely an altercation and it was a heated situation. I told him, I said, you have to remember at the end of the day, not only is it your first time around on this rodeo, it is my first time on this rodeo. I said, I've never raised a son before, so I need just as much grace as you need grace. And we have to remember that we are an extension of that, or a conduit of that grace. As we receive, so we give. As we receive, so we give. And that's one of the things that the Lord has talked to me about for years, is we have to give as much as we would want to receive. And with that, I'm going to pass it to Matt and see where he wants to go with that.
Well, I feel like we could continue on here a long time, but I think some of you said you had to get off at the top of the hour. Is that correct? So let's do this. Unless somebody has something burning on their heart, let's make sure we get the contact information where we can get this great book, how they can maybe reach out to you, however you ladies would like to do that.
Yeah, I think it will be easiest, if it's okay with you, Matt, we can put the link in the show notes.
That's fine. That's what I do.
Then they can go ahead and click on that, and that will take them exactly where they need to go. When this releases in towards the end of the first week in May, they can go onto Amazon. They can find the book there. They can get it in. They can get an e-copy, the ebook, and they can also order a physical book if they would like. And one of the things that we wanted to time with this book release was that so you could get it in time for Mother's Day, because as you said, it's just a wonderful gift to give. And that would bring me to kind of my closing remark, is that one of the things that I really wanted moms to get when we were partnering on this project is that there is value in the village. So a couple of the things that I talked about was a Christ-centered family, and how we get to invite them in instead of feeling like we are mothering against all the things, you know, that are against us. And when we shift that perspective into how do we invite our family in, and also imperfect action is better than perfect inaction, it shifts us into this headspace of partnering with our family, with Christ at the center, and knowing that even when we mess it up, because we will, that it doesn't make us less than. It's a growth opportunity. And we are just so excited to get this into the hands of everybody. And so we will pass that link on to you, and you can pop it in the show notes. But before I hop off, I just want to say thank you so much, Matt. You are an incredible teacher. You are an incredible mentor. You are just a mighty man of God. And I think I can speak on behalf of all of us to say that it is truly a privilege to be here in this space that you have created with God, because we just respect you so deeply. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else? Closing comment or thought?
I do. I'm like Corey, I'm extremely thankful. This has been, and I think I can speak on the behalf of all of us, that this has been an incredible process. We have had many highs and many lows, and to get to the precipice of where God said, this is where we're supposed to be, and it's finally here, and it is done. Like, it's almost like Jesus, it is finished. And so it's like, thank you, Jesus, that we have gotten to that place, you know, because there was a struggle for it. And each one of us had to find a rhythm of grace to get to where this moment is. I see the heads going up and down. It's like, yes, yes, yes. And it did. It took some time. And so I just want to thank you for being that person that even noticed it, that saw it before it even, we haven't even gotten there. And you're like, bringing these ladies on, this is a thing. Because you've caught that call of God that he sent out that distress call. And so I just want to say before we end that mamas who are listening, please grab you some mama friends, grab you some people who are like-minded like you, who are going through life, find you some people who love Jesus, who want their kids to grow up and be kingdom heirs. And just, and I'm telling you, God will make that organic thing happen and he will move you the way you need to be moved so others can see you and say, I need to know that Jesus they love. You know, it's just another rhythm of the grace of the love of Jesus. And so that's all, Matt. I love you, honey.
Love you all very much. So I'll just say this in the end, unless Sakura has a comment, what mama here would want to pray into the mamas that are going to, that are listening, that will listen in the future, that will buy the book, who will end our podcast today and pray into the mamas?
I will. So, dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for every woman that's listening. I thank you for every man that is listening that has a mother, Father God, who has a wife, who has a daughter, maybe who is a mother, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that this might give some insight and some wisdom into their life, Father God, that this might be the very lifeline that they've been searching for. Thank you, Father God, that Janine has a vision, Father God, that she can speak into people's lives, Father God. She can help give them who feel like they have no vision. The Bible says that people perish for a lack of vision in their life, Father God. And thank you for having Janine help giving her that gift of vision. And I thank you, Father God, for Corey, for her exhortation and encouragement, Father God, for bringing in the management and the resources in administration, Father God. I thank you for gifting her in that capacity. And I thank you, Father God, for making me a warfare strategist, Father God, that helps pull apart the strategies of the enemy, Father. Strategies of God. And so I thank you, Father God, for Matt recognizing the value of each one of us, Father God, and bringing us here today. And I thank you, Father God, for every woman that may hear this within the atmosphere of my voice, Father God, and the atmosphere of her home, Father God, the atmosphere of her vehicle, wherever she is, Father God, that her atmosphere forever will shift in a mighty way, Father God. It will shift and the glory of the Lord would fall upon her, Father God, that her eyes will see and that her ears will hear in a way that they never have before, Father God, that she will find freedom at the feet of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that she will learn that to discern the voices that she's listening to, Father God, and that she will have a desire to know you more deeply, Father God, and that if she doesn't find that community with us, that she will find that community somewhere that will press her and push her towards the Father, towards a relationship with Father, because he loves her so, so very much. And I thank you, Father God, for bringing freedom to the captives, the freedom to those who might find themselves in a place of hesitation and a place of isolation, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that you are going into those spaces and those places even now, Father God, and you're bringing them life. You're bringing them life and you're bringing them love and you're bringing them freedom and truth. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All you kingdom followers, go out there and get the book. It's going to be wonderful. And just to reiterate real quick, so I have this right, at the end of the first week of May, it will be available, right? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, it's actually available tomorrow.
All right. Tomorrow the 30th, right?
Or tonight, yeah. At midnight.
Woo!
Tonight at midnight.
Go get about 5 copies and pass them around.
Yes, please.
All right. I love you all dearly. So thank you for allowing me to do this.